producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Gun Owners News Hour with the latest news about threats to your liberty and your right to keep and bear arms. Our guests include elected and other public officials, journalists, citizen activists, and others who are fighting for the Bill of Rights, especially the Second Amendment. The Gun Owners of America News Hour covers a wide range of constitutional issues, particularly the debate over private ownership of firearms. Our host is Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America. Remember, the issue is not just about gun control, it's about control. Now, here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the News Hour. I'm going to talk about something that you probably have had affect your life, whether you know it or not. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, or if you know people who are, they very likely have been afflicted by Common Core. It's the latest rage in how to get us to think right. And thinking right is something we'll discuss a little bit more fully as we go along, but it's not the first time that the establishment has tried to make us into good little automata to follow orders and to be good little fucker beasts. And Common Core was developed with that in mind. It's not developed so that you will be equipped, your children and grandchildren will be equipped to face life, being able to think in outside the box. Oh my, thinking outside the box. Wash your mouth for talking like that. Brad McQueen is a teacher in Tucson, Arizona, and he told me just before we came on that so far he hasn't had any death threats, and I hope this is not that which instigates that, but he has blown the whistle on Common Core. He was with it from the beginning, if you will. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Then was privy to seeing it operate in a real classroom, his other colleagues, and the conclusion is well, as the title of Brad's book says, the cult of Common Core, Obama's final solution for your child's mind and our country's exceptionalism. Brad, how they hate the notion that people think America is exceptional. I suppose as much as anything, that's really what Common Core is designed to do, is to make us unexceptional.
That's actually what it, in my opinion, that's what it's designed to do. It's taken one of the most exceptional school systems, I think, that has developed and produced some of the most individual, out-of-the-box thinking kids in the world and that the world's ever known. They're trying to change those kids into, like you said, very common, very automatonic groupthink type kids that are easily pliable and easily monitored through the takeover of the education system. And that's what Common Core is. It was a takeover of the education system, which actually doesn't seem like it, but it's been around since the concept of Common Core, of centralizing education control and what is being taught in the classroom, has been around since education began. But it was really jump-started with the Johnson administration, and then each president after that, you know, skipping over Reagan, though, every president after that had their own plan to hold more national control over education, what's taught in the classroom, and therefore what's more control over our kids' minds and our future generations' minds. They pulled more of that up into Washington, D.C., into more of a centralized control way.
I don't suppose they've really given much thought to it, but as you point out, the creativity and the resulting productivity, the American workforce in general, of the entrepreneurs that have created so many jobs in our country, that is actually at risk. And, of course, the super rich aren't really concerned about that. The Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates, who's a particularly strong supporter of Common Core, he's not going to be affected by this, and his kids are in a private school where they won't be subjected to this kind of thing. And when you mentioned that in the book, I thought, you know, that's a very significant observation, the elite is always exempting itself from whatever it's doing to us. They're different. We should just shut up and follow orders.
There's definitely a two-tier education system that's developing. Like you said, the elitist progressives in both the Democrat and Republican Party, you're seeing this, are pushing for a common core for the rest of the country's kids, but not their own. Their own kids are in elite private schools where they don't have to do the common core curriculum, whereas the rest of the kids, anyone in a public or charter school, are already mandated to do the Common Core curriculum. And Common Core includes not only the learning standards, what's being taught in the class, but it also includes data suctioning systems, NSA-like data suctioning systems, which track kids' behavior, academic, cognitive and non-cognitive aspects of the kid, attendance records, all sorts of information about the kids from preschool up through college and beyond. And then on the way, they gather a lot of information about the kids' families. And all that information follows the kids. Not only it's used also as a compliance method with teachers, because now that information is being attached to the teachers that teach the kids. So if the kids don't do well on a certain test, or if they don't espouse a certain line when they're being assessed on these national Common Core tests that are being created, they can go into a kid's data stream and find out what lesson plan the teacher was teaching on that particular question about the Second Amendment, perhaps, and then ask the teacher what's going on and make sure they get back in line. Because now all the teachers' lesson plans are online, evaluations are online, all their assessments, all the kids' assessments, everything is online, and it's being, and the FERPA education privacy laws have been changed so that parents don't have to be notified anymore. Their permission doesn't have to be sought either when kids' information is being taken from them, and they don't have to be told how that information is being used. Because it's also being shuttled out to private companies, private tech companies like Bill Gates' myriad of companies, so that they can use our K-12 systems, our kindergarten through 12 education system, as sort of a test market to where they can test their products and they can get information about the kids. And a weird thing about it is because a lot of chambers of commerce are for the Common Core. So a lot of people think, well, if the chambers of commerce and Bill Gates is for it, maybe it's a good thing. But actually the chambers of commerce, what their intentions are with the Common Core is to use K-12 as sort of their worker development programs, their human resources. They can develop the correct products, which are our kids, so that they can become workers in the future. And like you said, our formerly decentralized education system, which was locally controlled, more parent controlled, that is what made our country great. That system that responds to the individuality, the diversity of our country, no one group thing could take over with that system, and progressives hate that system for that reason. So that system, though, decentralized system before Common Core, is what it produced the kids that changed the world. That system created kids that grew up to be the adults that created Google, eBay, put a man on the moon, created the most advanced military in the world, that saved our world time and time again from tyrants that are produced in centralized, controlled countries around the world.
George Orwell's Big Brother would have given his eye tooth to have this kind of data mining, data collection that is going on. And, of course, it underscores the crony capitalist nature of too much of the way America works anymore. And that's what we're seeing when Bill Gates and his companies are the financial beneficiaries of this private information, which is no longer private. He's making a lot of money, and our kids are getting a pretty bad deal. Gee, I don't know. Otherwise, what's not to like? So we've really got our hands full, and it seems to me that, I just hope your book becomes a tool, becomes readily available. That's why I'm so glad we're able to do my show talking about this, because I think this is pretty critical to whether or not we're going to keep our country the way it ought to be. Hear the music coming, so let's get ready to go into the break. Talking with Brad McQueen, author and teacher, The book that he's produced is The Cult of Common Core, and we're going to be back and take some more of a look at the cult.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people or the government. Back in a moment.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. And here, once again, your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, today we're talking about a subject which has probably had more of an impact on you and yours than you may be aware of. The subject of discussion is the book that Brad McQueen has written called The Cult of Common Core, and the subtitle's helpful, Obama's Final Solution for Your Child's Mind and our country's exceptionalism. As you put in the book, Brad, when you think about Common Core, think about Obamacare. It was sold with the same level of mendacity, and the deception is pretty much on a par. The Common Core will be as good for the education of our children as Obamacare is turning out to be for providing our medical care. So other than that, I guess everything's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's not funny, but it's just, it makes you laugh. It's so ridiculous because you're absolutely right. It's, and many people call it the Obamacare of education. A Common Core has been around as long as Obamacare has been around. It was adopted to learning standards. It was developed back in 2010. But, you know, there, a lot was going on in the country. People were fighting against Obamacare. So it kind of was a stealthy sort of thing that was growing, has been growing roots for the past 4 years in our school systems. But it's a very good comparison because Common Core has nothing to do with education, just like Obamacare has nothing to do with healthcare, just like the EPA coming into our state here in Arizona has nothing to do with controlling pollution. It has everything to do with control, overreach into the state, to the local level, to the family level, and pulling control, pulling allegiance from the family, the kids, to this centralized government, this centralized control mechanism, whether it's Obamacare, Common Core, or anything else.
Or for that matter, as my announcer says, gun control. Remember, it's not just about guns. It's about control. We're dealing with a mindset that really does think they know better with their mindset. And it's just only natural that they should be able to control us, because who are we except a bunch of schlubs? And we've got all these wonderful people in the elite who were just born to rule. And so I think they sometimes get even a little bit surprised when we tell them that we're not in agreement with their view. In fact, by looking at the way the president has reacted to the thumping that the electorate gave his party in this last election, when he put his name all over everybody's ballots. My name may not be on the ballot, but my policies will be. And I can just see some of those Democrats when they heard that. Pretty striking. So you've been dealing with something that is very much on a par with that kind of control. It's not, they don't want our kids to be able to add in their head better. They don't want our kids to be able to develop a larger vocabulary. They don't want our kids learning how to ask questions because they might question authority. And while I believe in regular, orderly things as much as can be done, we also have a tradition in our country where authority was questioned. That's what the Battle of Lexington was all about. In fact, I remember an oral historian had interviewed an elderly man who had fought, if not in the Battle of Lexington, in the war for independence. And he said, he asked this older man, elderly man, why did you all, what were you thinking when you took on the army of the most powerful empire of the day in the whole world? And, you know, what motivated such an audacious action? And he said, well, they aim to rule us, and we aim that they shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it's all been about for quite some time, since the very beginning of our country. Who's going to rule? And Common Core seems to be a rather effective tool toward the elite getting a tighter grip on controlling the country. And not only have you been in the classroom using this, but you were evidently one of the folks chosen to help develop it. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about that?
I was actually initially, I've worked on our state. Every state has their standardized tests. You know, we've had them for years to test what kids are learning in the classroom. Each state controlled their own standards. Each state used to control their own test those standards. So I was involved for the past 5 years working on our state test. You know, so I really got to know how to create a test, to know what standards are. And our teachers actually created our tests and created the learning standards, what the kids learn in the classroom. Now, at Common Core, that's been transferred to the Department of Education and their cronies and their nonprofit groups. And I won't mention all their names because there's too many of them, but what's being taught in the classroom now, the Common Core standards were created by not teachers. They were created in Washington, D.C. by mostly testing company personnel.
As you point out in the book, one of the many misleading claims about Common Core is that, well, this was developed by teachers.
It's absolutely false. It's that typical progressive doublespeak. Whatever they say, it's the opposite is true. They say a lot of input was asked for of teachers. Well, in 2010, I was up at the Department of Education working on our state test, and I'd heard Common Core was being adopted, but they said, it's not going to take effect for a couple years. Obama, this was, you know, was going to be up for re-election in 2012. He may not be around after the elections. He might get defeated. So big into education now. Bill Ayers didn't go anywhere. He put down his little bombs, and he shrunk down into the bureaucracy. He's very involved with education, data collection, law, you know, going and creating laws to put forth his progressive agenda. Arne Duncan, our Secretary of Education, was the chief of this Chicago public school system, so he's now in Washington. So yeah, I mean, they're all, you know, they all swim in the same waters, and they have the same mindset of, you know, this progressive mentality that they know what's best for us. But when I was working, I first had a clue something was wrong. I didn't have an opinion about Common Core initially until, you know, a couple years back I went to work on this Common Core test, and I got to know the people that were working behind the scenes, and I even met one of the authors of the standards. And something just wasn't right. It just felt like there was something wasn't right. And when I got to know these people better, one thing that really was a kick in the stomach to me was when I asked them a question about one of the kids writing. The kids have to write an essay for the test or type an essay for the test. And I was looking at some of those, and I asked a question about it. And one of my Common Core handlers, I call them, said, "We don't care what the kids in your classroom think or their opinion. When they write, we want them to repeat back what the experts that we present to them on the test and in the classroom, we want them to repeat that back, the information what the experts tell them. We want them to repeat that back, not repeat back what they think or what they know." And I said, that's not the way we teach. We teach kids to think for themselves and see multiple viewpoints of a topic and then write about a topic.
It's a wonder they didn't kick you out right there. Think for themselves. Buddy, you don't get it. We're coming into a break, so let me ask you to hold it right there. Folks, as you can tell, we're talking about education today. The Cult of Common Core is the title of a book by teacher and author Brad McQueen. And we're going to be back and talk some more about what they're doing to our kids.
The Gun Owners News Hour, the program that bears the raw truth over who controls the guns, the people.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thank you for being with us today. We've been talking about the Common Core. The book title of Brad McQueen, my guest, is The Cult of Common Core, and as he put it in the book, a number of people have observed that it's the Obamacare of education, sold as just a really nifty, wonderful thing, that this is what people have been looking for. And then when they get into it, it's kind of like Nancy Pelosi warned us, well, you're only going to find out what's in the measure once it's been enacted. Well, Common Core has been put into a number of places, and Brad McQueen was actually brought to Chicago, where so many bad ideas come from, to help develop it. When it was interesting, they were holding back from what you were saying, Brad, because they realized that there could be some controversy about this, and so they didn't want to have it affect the presidential election, but once they turned that corner, Katie bar the door.
It had been around, like I was saying, it had been around for a while, you know, before 2010, but it was officially, the standards were adopted by all the states except Texas, Alaska, Virginia, and Nebraska. Very conservative governors refused there. Sarah Palin was in Alaska at the time, Rick Perry's in Texas. They refused to accept Common Core and all the money that came with it, because what they did was they snuck it in with, when there was the big recession, in order to get certain stimulus money to help out, to help save education in their states, you had to agree to adopt the Common Core standards. And even before they were written, you had to put these NSA-like data functioning systems into your state and other things in order to get this money. So that's why a lot of states' governors, even Republican governors, took the money. Bobby Jindal took the money when he was in Louisiana. Now he's come out against Common Core now that it's fully in place, and he's one of its biggest, he's fiercely opposed to it.
And, you know, on the subject of politicians seeing through this, give credit to where it's due. Ken Cuccinelli, who at the time was the Attorney General of Virginia, saw the rat, if you will, in this, and he created enough of a ruckus that he's one of the primary reasons why Virginia did not buy the pig and the poke. And the only thing that disappointed me about Ken Cuccinelli is that he didn't succeed in getting elected governor of the state of Virginia. That's another story. We can talk about that some other time. But it's just to say that it really makes a difference what kind of advisors you have in your campaign. So anyway, here we are. You actually went to Chicago, and they were telling you some pretty amazing things about the philosophy that you and I find to be quite extraordinary. And for them, they were just saying, oh, yes, we want the kids to parrot back. Well, they didn't use that word. Feedback, say back, repeat back what we've taught them. That's pretty right in your face as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that's the thing is they're in a little echo chamber where they all speak the same language. That's why I call it a cult, because they all speak the same language. There are a multitude of acronyms they use. It's hard to even know what they're talking about half the time. And so, you know, the more acronyms they have, the higher up they are up the chain. And if you ever turn against them or expose them, they come after you like a good cult would. But it wasn't unusual for them to just say, we don't care what the kids think or what their opinion is. They need to repeat back what we give to them. And as an example of that, and I just wrote an article, it just was up on EAG News Online, it's an education website, in my classroom, I got some free stuff. We always get free software, we always get free posters, we always get free pamphlets and magazines in our classroom. I got this free U.S. Constitution poster that I put up on my wall, and I recently looked up, and I looked at the Second Amendment, and it said, for the Second Amendment, you are guaranteed, and it said, in certain situations, you are guaranteed the right to bear arms.
Wow.
So with three words, they changed in that little poster an entire right that a kid has as their birthright in our exceptional country. And the sad thing is that was just a poster that I caught, and I was able to talk to the kids and say, hey, kids, look at what they wrote here. You know, let's look at the Constitution. And we read it all out, and then I read back what they wrote on the poster, and the kids were furious. They're like, who wrote that poster? Why did they do that? They're smart, our kids. And I think that's a really big threat to progressives. They don't want that type of kid.
No, I'm delighted.
They want the kid
I'm delighted to hear that you would handle it the way you did, to show what the other side is saying and then to show them right out of our Constitution what it really says. I'll bet you they're not going to forget that moment for a long
time. No. In fact, they were like, let's rip it up. Let's hold them back. But I left it on the wall with an arrow next to it, and I said, remember it, because just because it's on a poster, just because it's in a textbook or a teacher tells you something, doesn't mean it's absolutely 100% correct. Check with your parents. Check with the original sources, because with Common Core, that's a big thing that's going on now is you repeat back what the experts are telling us. That what if that poster was considered the expert source in our classroom? A lot of teachers would just repeat back what the kids are supposed to know. They don't question it. And the same thing is happening. I've been getting emails from all over the country since I wrote the article about it. The same thing is happening all over the country with textbooks and free stuff and apps. And now they're going more towards online textbooks where the kids open up a laptop and our history can be updated at any point, depending on who's in the White House, online. You don't have to have a textbook anymore. Eventually they want to have online textbooks.
Oh, George Orwell's Big Brother have loved that. It was so messy for Big Brother. They actually had to cut things out of the newspaper and physically drop them down the memory hole. Here you go. Clickety, click, click, click. Go up online. Zap. And the new line for the day is there as if it had been there forever.
And then I saw, it was weird, I saw, because now I'm in this mindset. I went online. I saw another like online thing that a lot of schools use. It's a little magazine, a social studies type magazine. A lot of schools use around the country. So for the First Amendment in one of their magazines. It said, you have the right to freedom of religion in the First Amendment as long as you don't hurt somebody else.
So there's the basis for the I find that offensive, and therefore that's hate speech, and hate speech is prohibited speech.
Exactly.
The First Amendment, as you and I would argue, is there precisely to protect hate speech, because one man's hate speech is another man's patriotic clarion call.
And this is the first time. The thing is, this is a fourth grade magazine, and this is the first time a lot of these kids are seeing their rights in paper, and they're studying them in school. So their brains are absorbing. This is their first exposure to their rights. Whenever you teach something to a kid, if later on, even if another teacher tries to undo it, it takes many more lessons to get rid of that if they ever have an opposing viewpoint, or if the parents don't come down on that, the teacher who's using that magazine. So a lot of this free stuff that's being given and a lot of free technology, the Bill Gates of the world, are now giving a lot of free technologies to school and iPads for that very reason. They can have online textbooks. They can create what's going into our kids' minds. And in one generation, we won't recognize our kids. They will think they don't have the rights that we all know we have. And they're being treated.
Then they'll be good customers.
Yeah. And part of Common Core, too, the math problems have been getting a lot of play online. They're very ridiculous math problems. You can't just know what 3 plus 7 equals 10. You can't know that anymore. You've got to show it 5 or 6 different ways visually. It's ridiculous. They consider the standards themselves aren't very difficult. They're very dumbed down. But they're making it more difficult to make it.
New math when my kids were in school. And it was almost as brainless as what you're describing here in Common Core. But we're heading into another break, so I want to make sure everybody knows that we're talking about the cult of Common Core. It is a cult. That's the name of Brad McQueen's book. He ought to know. He's seen it up close and personal as a teacher and one brought in to help develop Common Core. We're going to be back. Don't go away.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
And now, more news about the threats to your liberties and your right to keep and bear arms. This is the Gun Owners News Hour, and here once again your host, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, today I've been having a conversation with Brad McQueen, a Tucson school teacher, and someone who was involved in development of, invited to take part in development of the cult of Common Core, as he's entitled his book. It's been an eye-opening experience for him, and hopefully it's going to be an eye-opening experience for parents and grandparents who are listening to us. And I hope the word doesn't stop with them. I hope folks listening to this not only will get the book, The Cult of Common Core, but also really every email that you're putting out, just mention to people that there's something that stinks about this, and we really need to be on our guard. Happily, one fellow who's come along is one of our nation's governors, Governor LePage of Maine. Brad, as you pointed out in the book, he'd initially been opposed to the data collection aspect, so apparently he learned something from the NSA scandal. And now, from what you were telling me during the break, he's become an opponent, period, paragraph, of Common Core. He sees the rat in this thing, apparently.
So a lot of people across the country, that if they do know something about Common Core, they think it's just what's being taught in the classroom. But Governor LePage gets it. It's the data collection systems, it's the standards, it's the compliance mechanisms to keep teachers in line. He and the nationalized test that I was involved with, and he's come out in the last election cycle, in the last week or several weeks, he came out against the entire Common Core beast and wants it out of his state. And I think he's responding to this groundswell, because the opposition to Common Core isn't coming from the top. It's not coming from the establishment Republicans. In fact, a lot of them are for it in the Chambers of Commerce. It's the grassroots. It's the moms. The moms and grandmas are the first ones that knew something was wrong in their schools, this weird way of teaching. Their kids were coming back home repeating stuff that didn't make sense. They started demanding answers, and now there's just been this groundswell, exponential growth, where now politicians in this last election cycle, a lot of them were taking stand on being against Common Core, and that was a bonus to them. In our state, both Doug Ducey, who became our governor, and our chief educator, Diane Douglas, who's now our superintendent of public instruction. She was strongly against Common Core, and she won in a landslide against the Republican establishment man in the primaries, and she just won the general election against a well-financed Chamber of Commerce Democrat.
You know, you mentioned the Chamber of Commerce, and I thought there's an expression that Mark Levin, talk show host Mark Levin, likes to use. He calls them the Chamber of Crony Capitalists. And I think that's very suitable because you've mentioned 2, 3, 4 times now in our conversation that they're joined at the hip with this because there's money in that, in the textbooks that are going to be used. But it's much more than that. It's the fact that they're going to be the beneficiaries of a good little class of robotized customers who will buy the things that are suggested that everybody wants, that everybody needs. And it's pretty sinister stuff. But even beyond that, there's something that you've got in your book that I found probably as scary as anything, and that is this system of having these pop-up windows when somebody's using the material, and this pop-up window might say, well, does your daddy have guns at home? Questions like that. Or what do you feel about this, that, or the other thing? Well, this is all data that's not just being asked about. It's going into a data collection system. This is really insidious. Oh, George Orwell, right home. They figured it out for you.
Yeah. And this whole, the whole data collection side of Common Core is what really gets people. Grandparents that don't get, and parents that don't get the standards or the testing, when they hear about the NSA-like data system and control mechanisms that are being put in place, it really infuriates them. And that whole thing you were talking about with, they're constantly gathering data. It's not voluntary always. It's not, because they changed the education privacy laws where these private companies can now, you know, create a test for your kid to take, or you might be looking at an iPad. The kid might be reading about the Second Amendment, and there's a question to be asked, you know, at the end of the paragraph, and the kid's hesitating. Well, a pop-up survey might pop up and say, what, you're taking a while. Is there hesitation? Is there something going on at home that's bothering you? Does the Second Amendment bother you? Does it bother your parents? All that data is collected, and this isn't just something I'm making up. It's something they're aspiring to. They did this big study at the Department of Education called Grit, Tenacity, and Perseverance. And it is an educational study where they talked about gathering all this non-cognitive data. They're gathering behavioral data now on kids as well in their data stream. And just recently I saw online where there was money being released to schools to also start identifying kids that were having mental health issues and relating them to gun shootings. The pretext is relating it to gun shootings to identify kids who need help. And all those sessions, if the kid goes in for a session, for a mental health session, that's going to be in that data stream. And when that kid wants to grow up and become president one day, the opposition is going to pull into that data stream and pull up all his records. They'll have all his health care records or her health care records as well. That's going to be a very compliant.
Unless, Brad, somebody like Barack Obama, in which case those records will never be seen.
That's funny. Isn't that funny? It's not for the elites. I keep forgetting. What was I thinking? It's not for the shepherd class. It's for the sheep class. Everything I'm saying is for the sheep. It's not for the elite shepherd class that they're developing. It's always for the rest of us.
And I think that's a big part of what this is all about. They know that something else you mentioned in the book, that it's against federal law to have a national curriculum. Well, it just happens that the tests are national. They're standard across the country. And you've got to teach to that test or else your kids are going to do a lousy job. And as you pointed out, they can so get into the data and into the weeds, that they can find out that, oh, this guy Brad McQueen has been teaching these kids how to think for themselves. We're going to have to cut his pay, which they can do because apparently Common Core is structured so that if your kids start coming out thinking for themselves, they're going to come after your pocketbook.
Yep. All the teacher, that's a big change, too. Across the country, the teacher evaluation is going to be connected to test results and other data that they pull from the kids. They're going to connect that directly to teacher pay. Now, they're selling it as we're holding teachers accountable, but what they're using it as is a compliance mechanism to keep teachers in line. What they want is they don't want teachers that are going to teach kids to be individuals and thinkers. They want education implementers. They want bureaucrats to teach the kids. They don't want someone to, you know, defeat the purpose of Common Core, which is conformity and control. And that whole, what you mentioned before, there is this whole, you know, the people that were supposed to protect us from this are our elected officials that we get into power. But there's been this collusion between the private sector, who have a monetary, you know, they're after the money and after the market, the education market and the technology and culling information from kids and helping to create new workers for their corporations or whatever. And I'm not against big business. That's, they're being businesses. But governments, we elect politicians to protect our kids and us from predatory practices. Well, Common Core marries the two. The government and big business are in bed with each other, just like government and insurance companies are in bed with each other with Obamacare. That's what they're doing with education.
Man, that really puts a wrap on it, and I think that's going to get folks motivated. Glad you got that point in, because we have come to the end of our time. Brad McQueen, author of The Cult of Common Core, you can find the book anywhere online. I don't know how I got it, but it wasn't hard. So I'll mention
it.
It's on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon. Go to Amazon and get The Cult of Common Core. It's quite a little handbook, and I think because Brad was involved in the development of the Common Core, his testimony is persuasive. Hopefully we can keep pushing back against The Cult of Common Core. Thanks for being with us during this news hour.
The Gun Owners News Hour is hosted by Gun Owners of America's Executive Director, Larry Pratt. Be sure to join us here again next week. And remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about...
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.